Canadian health officials have pulled off the market a popular medication for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. They cite 20 sudden deaths among children and adults taking Adderall. U.S. health officials do not plan to take the medication off the American market. NPR's Patricia Naimond reports.
Adderall is a mixture of amphetamine stimulants. It claims 40% of the U.S. market, and it's used to treat several hundred thousand children and adults who suffer from ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. One time-released pill a day, taken in the morning, helps patients control their impulses, helps them focus and concentrate. Adderall is an alternative to Ritalin for many patients because it's longer-lasting. But Canadian officials are alarmed by the number of sudden heart-related deaths among patients taking Adderall. Since 1994, when the drug first came on the market, the manufacturer has received reports of 20 deaths, 14 in children, 6 in adults. U.S. officials say that doesn't warrant pulling the medication off the market. Dr. Robert Temple with the Food and Drug Administration.
We haven't changed our viewpoint since we first reviewed these data. We looked at the very same cases in the early part of 2004.
Most of the deaths occurred in patients who had serious heart abnormalities. As a result, last year, the FDA revised the drug's label to include a warning that it should not be used by children or adults with these abnormalities. But even so, Temple says 20 deaths over 10 years is an extremely rare occurrence, making it difficult to link them to the drug.
You don't know if the abnormality makes them more susceptible to the amphetamine or whether they were going to have sudden death anyway, and you just happened to pick it up because they were on a drug. You just really can't tell. These aren't control trials. They're just isolated reports.
Even among those who did not have a heart abnormality, Temple says it's far-fetched to link the deaths to the medication.
In one case, a child was exercised in the heat to the point of total exhaustion and dehydration. And in several others, the association was with extensive exercise, playing basketball or running cross-country or something like that.
While tragic, Temple points out, children and adults can suffer sudden death for no apparent reason. Psychiatrist James McGough directs ADHD programs at UCLA. He says Canadian officials have overreacted.
This particular drug has been used for decades and without any evidence of real clear concern. We actually now have several long-term studies where we looked very specifically at the long-term safety of being on this medicine. We've had several hundred children followed for several years now, and there's not been any evidence of significant effect on cardiovascular issues or any other medical concerns that have arisen from that.
McGough has done research himself into the cardiovascular effects of Adderall and plans to publish a study this spring. FDA officials say if patients are concerned about the medication, they should consult with their physician. Meanwhile, the manufacturer of Adderall, the British-based Shire Pharmaceuticals Group, says it was taken by surprise by Canada's action, and it stands by the safety of its product. Patricia Naimond, NPR News.